This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In Russia, many of the new super rich hide behind their mansion walls. They frequent only well-protected clubs that are closed to the uninitiated. But one of Russia's golden youth, as they're called, is seeking out the limelight. In a country where the average monthly wage is less than $240 per month, she has become the object of admiration, envy, and scorn. NPR's Ann Garrels sent this profile from Moscow.
23-year-old Ksenia Sobchak sweeps into Vesna, a chic Moscow cafe, atop 5-inch heels, her long blonde hair fashionably messy, her makeup perfect. She has a tan that is definitely not the result of Moscow's weather. But compare her to Paris Hilton, a name she knows well, and she bristles.
I'm Ksenia Sobchak, and I'm proud of this. I was always tired of this image, which unfortunately was created for me, like such a socialite, dumb blonde. I mean, I hated this image because I know it's not me.
Ksenia Sobchak is the child of the new elite, the first generation to have come of age after communism, and given her unusual openness, the object of fascination. Her father, Anatoly Sobchak, was once the darling of Russia's fledgling Democrats, but as the mayor of St. Petersburg, he became the target of a corruption investigation and fled the country. He was only able to return when Vladimir Putin, a close associate, became president and charges were dropped. Ksenia insists she has soared to fame on her own merits and not because of her influential ties.
And I was really studying hard. I never missed my lessons. I finished with flying marks, with high scores. And I'm proud of this because I all did it by myself.
In Russia, where connections are everything and grades are regularly bought, it's generally assumed, rightly or wrongly, she got where she is by other means. Yet unlike most of her nouveau riche circle, Ksenia Sobchak says she works hard.
They live in their houses, they're locked from everywhere, they have these bodyguards, and they don't know how to do something themselves, how to work themselves. And I think it's a big tragedy for many people.
Ksenia says flat out she's ambitious. And in her drive to be a TV star, she's regularly spotted at luxury boutique shows. She's consorted with the tacky. She's done the tacky, including appearing at the gala opening of a water slide in devastated Chechnya, where most people have no water. She has shed most, if not all of her expensive clothes to pose for men's magazines.
I did shots for 2 men's magazines. Was some of the erotic things there, but it was never naked.
She now hosts a reality TV program earning $15,000 a week. The show, called Dom 2, follows 15 single young men and women drawn from all over Russia as they live together and build a house. The focus is on their romantic entanglements, and Ksenia and the producers deliberately stir up the pot. This week, a young beauty, 21-year-old Evgenia, is introduced into the group, announcing she has the hots for Sam, who's already in a relationship with Oksana. There's much discussion of clothes, makeup, and sex. According to a recent survey conducted by advertising giant BBDO, young Russian 20-somethings are more interested in sex, money, consumption, and fame than their European counterparts. Ksenia's their kind of hero. But the program has drawn the ire of Moscow city government, which has accused Ksenia of promoting moral degeneracy. On a recent radio show, her lawyer, Jan Piskunov, says, "Don't blame us, blame reality." Ksenia plans to countersue. As she leaves the studio, a middle-aged woman approaches her. "You're dirt," she hisses. "You have no right to exist."
How many people with so much hatred in their hearts? I just cannot imagine that in this country this can happen. I mean, why? Why there's so many hatred, so many envy, so many jealousy?
Outside, her driver bodyguard awaits her. He carries a gun. Ksenia acknowledges it's dangerous to have an expensive car in today's Moscow, but still she does. And this summer, she's to marry a Russian-American millionaire in a lavish ceremony at a St. Petersburg palace, the social event of the year. It will unquestionably generate the headlines Ksenia yearns for, and Russians gobble up. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.